take down the incredible Ethan Jordan, one of the best players in Canada, tackled by another one of the best players in Canada. Setting up a second and three. Play is blown dead. Eric Johnston was right there alongside James Gillingham, but it's an offside on the Golden Hawks, so they're moving it back five, setting up a second and eight. At the start of our third quarter of action, the Gaels trail by nine. They lost to the Golden Hawks in the OUA semifinals last year by eight, a 29-21 final. Queens has struggled to get past the 21-point threshold. They scored 21 in each of their contests last year. They sit at 12 here tonight as we get another handoff for first down distance as Laurier has passed to set up the run. And now Tayshawn Jackson is taking full advantage of these gaps created by that explosive Laurier passing game as they are still in their own territory, but rapidly approaching the midfield mark in this 9-point ball game. First and 10 from their own 49-yard line. Cal Wither has been good tonight. Drops back to pass, over the middle, complete to Jackson Stebbings. He is wide open in the middle of the field, making multiple men miss before being corralled by Ashton Miller Melançon. That is a huge first down for Laurier as they are rapidly removing the X factor in tonight's game, the Queens crowd, as they've started to go silent in the face of this offensive onslaught. It'll be a first and 10 in Queens territory. This one coming from the 34-yard line. A pass wide open, tackled by Jacob Baldwin, but that is Ethan Jordan picking up another first down as Queens is starting to fade away here. They need a defensive play like yesterday, and it could come from Oliver Jackson, who was on fire early in the game but has been handled by some great blockers for the Golden Hawks. Ollie Jackson comes ripping in, but Cal Wither is able to throw past him as we are going to see another first down, and I think that's going to be a targeting call on Justin Pace as he led with his head and made contact with the Laurier receiver. I believe that will be the call just based on where the flag was thrown, which Laurier will get an automatic first down if that is indeed the case, as they are showing why they are the best team in Canada. Manhandling the Gaels right now as number 58 Eli Bennett enters the ball game. And something I've noticed in this game versus the week one contest with Western is Queens just hasn't been able to generate a sustained pass rush against the Golden Hawks the same way they did against the Mustangs. And it's starting to catch up with them, as you can't give this Laurier offense time to let plays develop down the field, as the officials are still in Congress about this flag, awaiting the call. It is definitely on the Gaels, and I'm guessing it is indeed unnecessary roughness for what would be classified in today's game as targeting, something that didn't exist 15, 20 years ago. It's a very new addition, but I think it's ultimately a positive change made to player safety, try and protect the vulnerable parts of vulnerable players. So as a wide receiver is making a catch, you can't essentially headhunt him, which was something my favorite player growing up, Brian Dawkins, used to do all the time for my Philadelphia Eagles. So I have plenty of examples to draw from in the repertoire, and that's what the Gaels got hit with there. And I think that unintentional, but it was the right call by the officials, as it's now first and goal from the 1 yard line. Laurier looking to possibly put this game, yes, indeed, 6 points further away, as it will be a 27-12 ball game. And if Queens doesn't score here, They might be too deep in the hole to bounce back, as the last three games, the Gaels have scored 32 total points against Laurier. Sorry, 31 total points. They lost 11-10. They lost 51-21. They lost 29-21. So there it is, 52 total points. And they are down by 16 here, as they will get the ball back, trying to get some energy back into the crowd here at Richardson. What was a close game for about a quarter and a half has started to tip in favor of the visiting Golden Hawks, up by 16 points here. It is now the 8 p.m. hour, 8:05 to be exact, as Queens brings their kickoff return team onto the field. And this would be a great time for Ian St. Arnaud to get back on his next level pace, but it looks like it'll be Russell Weir and Ethan Dahl as your primary return men here. As Laurier putting up four scores in two and a bit quarters of work. Queens the one touchdown, a safety, a field goal, and a rouge. That is a great kick by Dawson Hodge, fielded by Russell Weir, who will give up a single, the second single conceded by the Gaels, pushing it to a 29-12 deficit. 29 is the exact total that Laurier had in last year's OUA semifinal game when they eliminated the Gaels. And this could be deja vu all over again. Queens really struggled in their first regular season game against Laurier last year, losing by 30 points. Not saying that's what we'll see here tonight, but there is precedence and a pattern that is being picked up on. First and 10 for the Gaels from their own 35. Multiple men in motion. Quick play action pass to Jack Ashby Jacobs. Jack Ashby Jacobs cuts it up, cuts it forward for a first down. They love that little bubble screen with Jack Ashby Jacobs. He had, I want to say, three or four of those last week for first down yardage. It's a reliable play in part because of the agility of number 71, Nick Hedig, a former H-back turned into the team's right tackle. He's able to get out into the slot so quickly, and it paid dividends there. Breaking with another pass to Nathan Falcone this time. It's a little low, but Falcone hauls it in for about four, setting up a second and six from just shy of the midfield line, about the 52, maybe the 53. Third quarter of football action here, brought to you by the Queens Alumni Review. The Gaels looking to do something here in the third quarter worthy of profiling. Let's see what they scheme up here on second and six. A pass out of bounds. So we will see a punt. And this has been anything but a guaranteed situation here, as the Laurier return team has been so explosive and the Laurier offense has been so dominant, as the Gaels start to slip further and further behind against this top-tier team. Now, Queens does have three games coming up here on the Mother Station. They'll be in Toronto next weekend for a Old Four reunion of sorts, one of their longest rivals, the Toronto Varsity Blues, a game with over 100 years of history. We do have a flag down. I think it is an offside on the Gaels. So U of T on Saturday, September 13th. It will be Waterloo on Saturday, September 20th. And the aforementioned Hall of Fame game against the York Lions on the 27th. So Queens has some big bounce back games in the cards. They should finish out week six with a 4-2 record if they don't come back today. Where it gets tricky is they have games against Guelph and Windsor to close out the season. And they would need to win both of those if they want to host a home playoff game. Basically, oh, it was a penalty on Laurier, so Queens will be bringing everybody on to try and convert a third and short. So it was an offsides on Laurier on the punt, which had gone out of bounds. So Queens needed six. They get five with the penalty. And, yeah, hey, why the heck not? You're already down by 16 points, a deficit that Western dealt with in week one. Oh, Russell Weir is going to try to break it out wide, but he is tackled up. And that will give Laurier the ball back right at midfield. And their offense is hotter than fish grease tonight.
Hotter than fish what?
Hotter than fish grease.
No.
You ever cook fish in a pan, it'll jump out and bite you. As another touchdown from Laurier could very possibly put this game away with how they have been playing defensively. An interesting call on third and short, one that Laurier, I think, was well prepared for. Let's see if the defense can get something going here. Cal Wither dropping back to pass. He's under pressure. He is going to scramble and sling it. And that's picked off! Ian St. Arnaud! Not who you want to test! Number six with his first career interception. A beautiful snag over the middle to give the Gaels life once more. Congratulations to Ian St. Arnaud for his first career interception. And Richardson, for the first time in 20 real-time minutes, is starting to rise with energy. Ian St. Arnaud perhaps reviving the flagging hopes of this Queens football team. Cedric Smith in motion, play action pass. He's got Cedric. And Cedric just drops the ball, unfortunately, for the Gaels. And that's kind of been the story of tonight. The errors in execution you can get away with against teams like Mac this year are not the errors you can get away with against teams like Laurier this year. There is a level of poise and polish that you don't see with a younger team like Mac that you will get with Laurier. And if you don't capitalize on these plays, second and long, breaking under pressure, running for his life, he's got Cedric Smith, and Cedric Smith picks up a huge first down as Vraken, for the second time tonight, rolled out for about 10 minutes before finding number one, Cedric Smith, for a clutch catch. The first down of the drive, made possible by two veteran players for the tricolor. Breaking to Falcone. Falcone slips his man, and Falcone falls forward for a first down. And that was a whip quick release from Alex Vraken and a very game effort from Nathan Falcone, who managed to slip loose the surly bonds of his Laurier defender and pick up a key first down. That's just veterans doing veteran things. As Vraken making a quick adjustment at the line of scrimmage. The second first down leads to a first and 10 from the Laurier 49. Vraken under pressure again. Slide, slide, slide. Runs up the middle and slides down. Now, the younger Alex Vraken would have taken a much harder hit there, and that is partially what has caused so many missed games for this Gaels quarterback room. They're so competitive. They're so passionate. But you know what they say, discretion oftentimes is the better part of valor. They need you for more than just tonight. Alex Vraken, a good veteran run with a life and lengthening slide. Jared Kasari down the right-hand side of the field, spinning through contact for a first down for the Gaels. Kasari's best run of the evening to pick up another first down as Queens on the move, 26 yards to go, as they trail by 17 here at Richardson Stadium, a 29-12 ball game. Vraken dropping back again. He's looking for Jack Ashby Jacobs. Oh, fingertips away for Jack Ashby Jacobs. A beautiful ball into the wind as well, but he just puts it out of reach. Great attempt there from Vraken and Jack Ashby-Jacobs. He also had Nathan Falcone running a little double move over the middle. Would have been a really tough throw. I like the decision making. I like the idea. Just can't quite execute on that key play there. Second and 10 from the Laurier 26. Vraken with another beautiful ball, somehow brought down by Preston Martin again. Have yourself a day, Preston Martin. A star-making performance. Preston Martin, the PM, leading this offense here tonight. Goodness gracious, we do have a Laurier player down, so we are going to throw to a quick word from our third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review. Each issue of the Queens Alumni Review contains in-depth stories by some of Canada's best journalists, incredible images by award-winning photographers, plus all the news you need to know about the Queens community. Our upcoming issue will feature exclusive stories about Queen's Explosives Test Facility, the alumnus who is the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League, and a first-person essay by Rector Nikki Boychuk-Hale that explains why the J-Duck is really the heart of campus. Check your mailbox and your inbox mid-November for the next issue.
Nathan Falcone, with a quick catch and run, has put points on the board for the Gaels. Number 12 to number 16 has brought Queens back into this ball game as only they know how to do. And how fitting it is at 8:16, number 16 brings the Gaels back into this ball game, his second touchdown of the season. Right as the ad read ends, the Gaels run a quick play to put seven more on the board. They still have a lot of work to do, but every great journey starts with a single step. And the Gaels took about 80 of those steps on that one to get into the end zone for the first time in the second half and get Richardson back into this game. We saw a heartbreaking comeback here 2 weeks ago. Now maybe we could see a heartwarming one here tonight as the Gaels draw within 10. They looked like they were on death's door before number six, Ian St. Arnaud, picked up his first career touchdown. And now the defense must answer once more. Another stop puts you in this ball game. Another touchdown might put you behind the eight ball for good. So here we are, folks. Richardson Stadium, the crowd sticking it out. It's a beautiful night for football action. Absolutely gorgeous here at Richardson as we have some crowd shenanigans as glow sticks fly, t-shirts fly. It's a madhouse here on Hargraves Way. Thank you again to the Alumni Review. Established in 1927, the Queens Alumni Review has become an integral part of the alumni experience. Over 109,000 subscribers with free copies distributed annually to alumni, friends of the university, and campus departments. Still haven't profiled me, even though I'm a viral sensation.
It's coming.
They win tonight. Who knows? Meet the voice and the ostentatious jacket behind the Queens football social media account. Tyler Mullen on to kick this one away. Right in the middle of the field. This is going to be dangerous. Tayshawn Jackson. Tackled up, though. Brought down by number 33 for the Gaels. An outstanding special teams tackle from Brandon Spence. That is one of the toughest players in Canada to bring down. And Brandon Spence doing an outstanding job on that special teams play, limiting Laurier to their own 28-yard line. And this is a crucial defensive possession. Cal Wither takes the snap. Play action pass. Ashton Miller-Melanson knocks that one out of Ethan Jordan's sure hands. The mastermind playing the game at a different speed. Calgary Stampeders draft pick back for one final season of the Tricolor. Governor General Award winner. One of the best student athletes in Queen's history. This guy is unbelievable. He's also one interception away from taking sole possession of 10th place on the program's all-time pick list. Second and 10 from the Laurier 28. It's going to be a draw play. This is dangerous, but he is tackled up by... the spine-chilling, scary Steve, number 55, ends that drive. Ooh, baby, the Gales are back in business against the defending Yates Cup champions. So we now have a punt, and it's a beauty, and it's going to Russell Weir, who is tracked down from behind. We do have a flag down, and I fear it is on the Gales. So we may see some reduced starting field position as the Queen's defense, two straight drives, limiting this Laurier offense as Queens looks to get past 21 points for the first time since 2022 against the Golden Hawks. It is a hold on Queens. Probably a good call. Admittedly, I missed it, but the officials, I think, have done a very good job tonight. There was a lot of hullabaloo after the week one loss to Western for a few, shall we say, 50-50 decisions that didn't go Queen's way. But I think they've been bang on the money tonight. I think every call this officiating crew has made has been right on. And, yeah, Gales get caught there. So first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Jared Kasari slipping out of the backfield. They're going to look for Kasari. And they're going to get picked off. And that very well could be the ball game as the Laurier Golden Hawks run that one back 4-6. So much for that. 16 points restored once more as number 6 in gold brings 6 back the other way. That was Logale. And just like that, the hope may have been snuffed out of Richardson Stadium as I do see fans, as the rain starts to fall, I do see fans start to make their way out. Even though there is still 4.5 minutes to go here in our third quarter, but the Gales trail by 17 once more as the most costly interception of the season. And this is a game that could have really dire ramifications on the mentality of this team moving forward. They lost a close one to Western. If they get blown out by Laurier, there's going to be a lot of questions internally that these guys are going to have to block out and put it together. And they've got 3 weeks to fine-tune, let me be honest with you. 3 weeks to fine-tune against opponents that maybe aren't the same class of a Laurier or a Western. But then they've got two tough games against Guelph and Windsor. And it's very possible that they go into those games, you know, maybe hurting, maybe unsure of themselves. As at least Jeff the Nerd has lifted our spirits with a little bit of poutine. A little bit of poutine. Compliments of Fryway, not sponsoring us, but we do love them.
They could be.
Maybe next year. Third quarter is brought to you by Queens Alumni Review, and I don't think they'll be writing about that pick six, as they will surrender a single in the end zone to make it a 37-19 ball game. Gales down big here at Richardson Stadium. as the very light rain. It's just a mist here. As the Queens offense takes over, about 10 yards ahead of where they turned the ball over. Trying to get back into this ball game once more. The momentum thoroughly in the hands of the Laurier Golden Hawks, first and 10 from the Queens 35. Breaking with a quick hitter to Jack Ashby Jacobs. Jack Ashby Jacobs running hard for a gain of about 9 on the right-hand side of the field. Good game for Jack Ashby Jacobs, picking up a solid 9 yards of forward progress there. In what has been a bit of a difficult game for the Gaels. Definitely some flashes of brilliance, but some supreme struggles as well. The execution just has not been on point tonight. With forward progress, they're actually going to rule that as a first down. So first and 10 from the Queens 45 after Jack Ashby Jacobs gained there. Jerick Asari, the primary running back. Mateo Tuioti with the catch and doing what he does best, making life difficult for these defensive backs. Mateo Tuioti with a first down over the middle. 250 pounds, 6'4", runs like a gazelle, hits like a ton of bricks. A rare combination of speed, finesse, and strength. Picks up a first down there. Vraken up the middle. Look at the speed of Alex Vraken. A slide to pick up another huge first down. As Alex Vraken turning on the Jets. Some breakaway speed from number 12 to get the Gaels on the Laurier side of the field, trying to eclipse the 21-point plateau for the first time since 2022 against these Golden Hawks. A formidable defense. Wow, that was complete over the middle to Cedric Smith. I wasn't sure if he was going to hang on to that one, but Cedric Smith going low, scooping that one up. And Queens is now within striking distance of Laurier. This offense, after giving up 6, is trying to put 6 more on the board. They're going to need to score and score again. First and 10, handoff to Jerick Asari. Jerick Asari getting loose, makes a couple men miss. Jolting forward for, I believe, another first down. He's going to be a yard short. So a 9-yard gain for number 29 as we get a platoon swap, including number 28, Ethan Dahl. Been uncharacteristically quiet this evening, but that's a credit to the outstanding defensive effort of the Golden Hawks. Russell Weir in the ball game, trying to take this one forward for a first down. He's going to break it on the left-hand side, cut it back in. First down, Russell Weir. Looking for more. They love doing that with Russell Weir. They set it up like they're going to sneak it forward, and they have him break it outside because he's got that elite level of speed, and he is so shifty. He picks up the first, and I believe this will be a first and goal from the 5 as the rain starts to intensify. The Gaels need a score. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They need a touchdown, and they need it now. And they have got number 28, Ethan Dahl, in the ballgame. He's going to stay in the block. Vraken has got his man. Touchdown, Queens. A beautiful grab in the corner of the end zone from Logan Walton, number 13, hitting his signature handspring backflip. And he has got the Gaels trailing by 12. Logan Walton, his first catch of the season, I believe.
You're coming back again, Jesse.
Touchdown, Queens. As Tyler Mullen on to cut this to a 11-point deficit. 37-26. Queens, the offense gives up a pick six, and that hurts, and that still may be the deciding factor, but credit to them. They came back and put together an absolute stormer of a drive to get this game into respectable territory once more. Trailing by 11 with 34 seconds to go in our third quarter. Hey, stranger things have happened here at Richardson. We saw Western storm back and score 16 unanswered in the fourth quarter in week one. Why not us?
Why not?
Why not us? As the rain doesn't bother Queens anyways, it seems. As Tyler Mullen on to kick this one away. They need another stop. Good kick from Mullen, fielded at the 2-yard line. And tackled up by DJ Ryan. One half of the Smash Brothers with a super play on that one, descending like Master Hand on the Laurier returner. That one's for Jeff the Nerd. Wrapping him up and taking him down. Aided in no small part, once again, by number 35, Jace Baldwin. First-year player, first game he's dressed for, two special teams plays. 24 seconds in our third quarter. The rain is really starting to come down now. It almost looks like snow in these Richardson Stadium lights. As we now have a handoff on first down, and Oliver Jackson, James Gillingham, and the rest are the primary tacklers on that one. As it will set up a second and 5. But we do have an entanglement, but it looks like everyone is okay. A moment of a hush falling over Richardson. As we will have one final play in our third quarter before we hit. Now, I said it last time, the fourth and final quarter, and I was proven wrong, as they had four more periods of overtime after that. But we are one play away from the fourth quarter. It's a passing situation. Oliver Jackson, I think, was held, but no flag was issued, and Ethan Jordan picks up a first down as a result. And that will bring us to the end of our third quarter. Queens trails 37-26 as we get ready for what could be a fabulous finish here at Richardson Stadium.
You're listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, fourth quarter football action, brought to you by the Grad Club.
And we are back, folks. If you're just joining us, it is the start of our fourth quarter of football action here at Richardson Stadium. Friday Night Lights. Last year, the Gales prevailed over the McMaster Marauders in a game kind of eerily similar to this one in terms of some of the touchdowns and point spreads. But they've got a lot of work to do against this outstanding number one ranked Laurier Golden Hawks team. A pick six has cost the Gales dearly, but the offense did bounce back to put six more on the right side of the scoreboard. But now the defense faces a first and 10 from the Laurier 46 after an Ethan Jordan clutch catch aided maybe in part by a missed holding call, but it's, once again, 50-50, and the officials have been on the money tonight, so. Hand off. Good gain. Possibly more, but a great tackle by Ashton Miller-Melanson, breaking down Quentin Scott, number 14 for Laurier, who ripped off a huge chunk to the right-hand side. As Laurier picks up another big first down, trying to do what Queens could not in week one, which is close out your opponent at Richardson Stadium. It's an 11-point deficit here. We saw an Ian St. Arnaud pick. We need another turnover here. As Laurier has the luxury of time and space. And number 23, Tayshawn Jackson, who explodes through the hole before being tackled up after a first down gain by John Korskaden. Justin Pace in the backfield, but unable to secure Tayshawn Jackson, who has been so elusive tonight. So another first down for Laurier. Big Tristan Burrell in the ball game. And he's playing defensive end. Normally a defensive tackle. He's spread out on the left-hand side. Interesting defensive formation here. As we have a handoff, and that is swallowed up by number 91, Eric Johnston. Huge play there from one of the veteran leaders on this Queens team. Unperturbed by the bright lights, if anything, playing stronger underneath the harsh glare of the golden lights here at Richardson. Second and 11. This is a huge second and long for this Queens defense. Handoff. DJ Ryan corrals it. But it is going to be a decent gain on second and long, possibly into field goal range, which would restore a two-score lead. And they are indeed going to bring Dawson Hodge onto the field. Aiden Vint involved on that tackle as well. Thank you to our fourth quarter sponsor, the Grad Club. We will have more information on some of the great events happening at Grad over the next few weeks, including a big concert next weekend.
Yeah.
Actually, a big concert tomorrow. That will be Saturday, September 6th. Huge concert, the Save Our Grad Club fundraiser. More on that in just a moment. This is a huge, huge kick. Richardson must get loud as Dawson Hodge is on. And Dawson Hodge has put three more on the board. So it's a 40-26 game here in our fourth quarter. Queens two touchdowns down with 12 minutes on the clock. Number 12 on the field. Vraken after that pick six that may be reminiscent of the Jackson Findlay pick six here in 2023 that cost Queens the game. He needs to come out firing on all cylinders again. The rain has let up a little bit. He does have the wind at his back, and he may need it. Quick pass on first down, complete to Cedric Smith on the right-hand side of the field. Gain of about seven or so, setting up second and short. This is why you defer when you win the toss, because you want the wind at your back in the fourth quarter for kicks, for passes, for punts. Queens is going to try and convert this second and short, and I know they've got a big shot saved up. I know they're going long at some point, and it could be right now as Isaiah Adams splits out from the backfield. But that'll be Cedric Smith, who takes the hit, but is hanging tough like the new kids on the block.
Yeah.
Picking up another first down for the Gaels. Great clean hit as well from the Laurier defender. Just a great football play all around. Great hit, great catch. Great googly moogly. They pick up another first down as it'll be first and 10 from the Queens 45. They need touchdowns, and they need them now.
Freakin' dropping back,
looking for Logan Walton, but too much under that one. Scary pass there. Second and 10, and if I'm Coach Snyder, I'm going for it on third regardless. You can't give the ball back to this Laurier team with how well their offense has played tonight. This is three down football from here on out. When you're down by two scores at home against the best team in the country, you got to play with reckless abandon now. But we will see. There's a reason why I'm up here and not down there, folks. Let me put it to you that way. Cedric Smith in motion to the left-hand side. We have trips on that left-hand side. Vraken is going to look left. He's going to find Mateo Tuioti. And Mateo Tuioti is going to pick up a short gain. And my goodness, it was a low hit, a clean hit. But Mateo Tuioti coming up a little sore after that. And they are going to punt it. Try and trust this defense to make it happen once more. As Mateo Tuioti gingerly makes his way off the field. But he does appear to be okay. Clean hit, but you always cringe when you see a low shot to a big guy. Not at the knee, just above it, more so and towards the front of the quad. Hurts all the same. Tyler Mullen on to punt. They send a rush, but he does get it off. This one takes a bounce, and Tayshawn Jackson is going nowhere fast. Swallowed up at the 15-yard line. And if Queens can generate a two and out, they can get the ball back in decent field position and make this a one-score game. If they can't, they won't. And it may be 0-2 at home for the Gaels. Last year, they were 4-0 at Richardson. Unstoppable at home last year. May have to be road warriors this year if they can't turn things around here.
They need that gasoline.
They need another big defensive play. It was Ian St. Arnaud who brought them back from the brink earlier. I'm looking for something from Jacob Baldwin here as Laurier almost certainly will run the ball. We've got a flag down on the Golden Hawks, but Jacob Baldwin still manages to secure the tackle, but I think that might be a hold. As, oh no. Ashton Miller-Melanson is limping, but he's going to tough it out. Although they are going to pull him off the field. He came up a little sore there, but I think he's frustrated more than anything. He just looks angry.
He's emoting.
That's athletic trainer Evan Knapp Fisher. Used to play football with him. Tending to Ashton Miller-Melanson. There is a flag on Laurier. It's an offside, so it'll be first and 15 from their own 10. A two and out could generate a safety, which would at least cut that deficit down a little bit more. But the clock is going to run, and Laurier is going to be happy to let it happen. Their run offense has been so strong tonight because you can't commit to just stopping the run with a team like this. They're such a good passing offense. And they will throw one there to get it close to first down distance, Ethan Jordan. As Ashton Miller-Melanson makes his way back on the field. So this is a big one. Second and... geez, second and three. As Laurier looks to drain the clock and send this crowd home unhappy. Cal Wither with, I believe that's Quentin Scott beside him. Handoff, and he's going nowhere fast. Justin Pace, the Montreal missile. Locked on, ready, aim, fire. A huge tackle for loss from Justin Pace. As that will bring up a punt situation from Laurier. Great play there from number 44. There's a reason why he is a heavy favorite to take home the OUA Most Outstanding Defensive Player. I think he should have had it last year personally. So a two and out. And a good punt caught right at midfield as Ian St. Arnaud isn't going to be able to find much, but he will get the ball into Laurier territory. And this is a huge drive. There is a flag down on the Gales, or sorry, down on the field. It's against the Gales. And I think it's going to move the offense back. It won't change possession, but it will move the offense back. I think, oh, geez, like 10, 15 yards. Just waiting for confirmation on what the call was. Holding on the Gales. So from the spot of the foul, Queens would have had the ball at the Laurier 50. Instead, they have it at their own 42 or so, which will make things difficult. 7.5 minutes to go here in our fourth quarter of action. Queens trails 42-26 as this Laurier defense has got the Gales all out of sorts here. Where he can find Cedric Smith. Cedric Smith makes a man miss, makes another miss, but he ran a little too much east-west. Should have gone a bit more north-south. So it's a good gain, but it could have been a first down if he had just cut it up a little bit earlier. But this Queens offense, they're going to be playing with tempo here, because they are trailing by 2 scores against one of the best offensive units and defensive units in the country. A team with national title aspirations. A team that has not lost in the OUA since November of 2023. Jared Kasari picks up a hard-earned first down. Running through contact. He's fired up. And there are multiple Laurier defenders on the turf. And well, they tend to number 47 in purple. Let me play a quick word from our sponsor, the Grad Club.
Here are just some of the outstanding events coming to the Grad Club in the next 2 weeks. Saturday, September 6th, Save Our Grad Club fundraiser. This 19-plus event begins at 8 p.m., and it is a by-donation cover charge, with all proceeds going to the Grad Club. This event will also feature music by Letter of Mark. Go to gradclub.ca for more information. Be sure to check out Grad Club's weekly trivia night every Thursday at 8 p.m. brought to you by SGPS. Head-scratching questions, whimsical prizes, all in a comfortable, inviting atmosphere. This event often hits capacity, so be sure to get there early to guarantee your spot.
And we are back. Looks like nothing too serious for number 47 for the Golden Hawks. Making his way off the field. Queens is back to where this drive would have started from had they not had the holding penalty. First and 10 from the Laurier 49. Breaking, dropping back. Under pressure. Spinning out of a sack. Still running, but unable to get his feet underneath him.
Doesn't that count?
Alex Vraken with somehow has avoided sacks on multiple occasions. So elusive in the pocket. But he was unable to get his feet underneath him on that throw as it hits the turf before hitting the sure hands of Cedric Smith. So second and 10 from the Laurier 49. Breaking with a balanced formation. That's two receivers on each side. Play action pass. He was looking at Logan Walton, but he will shoot it for Cedric Smith, who I don't think got his feet down. So it'll be third and 10, and you're bringing the punt team on with time running out. It's a tough decision. They've been a little gun-shy after the failed third and short conversion against the Mustangs in week one. I get it. It's third and 10, but you're trailing by 2 scores. So we'll see what this punt team can do to generate some tough offensive field position for Laurier. A spinning punt from Tyler Mullen taking a bounce. Fielded up. And Tayshawn Jackson might go all the way, and he will, and that's the ball game. Tayshawn Jackson taking it back all the way to end this game as Queens has now surrendered 46, soon to be 47. And that will be that, as Queens have dug themselves into a hole here that I don't think you can overcome against a team like Laurier, as Tayshawn Jackson broke one tackle, got one block, and did the rest himself. That hurts. That hurts. Ouch. As Laurier takes a commanding, soon to be 21-point lead. As we have a timeout on the field, let me play another word from the grad club.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
We're back, folks. Queens trailing by 21 with 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. A good effort, but ultimately tonight's game ended up more like last October's regular season clash in Kitchener-Waterloo than the playoff game, which was a one-score affair, as Queens just didn't have what it takes, as Laomi Ajutolayo waves to the crowd. I think it's never a good idea to aggravate the Gales. It doesn't ever tend to work out well for the player, but to each their own. Tough result tonight, folks. A tough result, as the Gales will fall to 0-2 at home. The next home game we've got coming up is September 27th against the York Lions, the Hall of Fame game. And the final home game is, my goodness, 6 weeks from now. October 18th is our final home game against the Windsor Lancers. I'm going to predict the Gales finish 6-2 this year. That's my very early prediction. I feel very confident in their next couple of games. But they're going to have to go to either Laurier or London for the OUA semifinals if they want to play for the Yates Cup. That's just simply the reality.
I concur.
And I really hope it's not Laurier, because they have been doing construction on their stadium for it feels like 30 years.
Oh, really?
And I can't go to those games because I assume they've got like Tony Soprano and the no-show crew working on the stadium at this point.
So that's where Jimmy Hoffa is.
Yeah, that stadium has been under construction longer than any stadium in human history. I'm pretty sure Bart Simpson has been 10 years old for less time than Laurier Stadium has been under construction. So we're hoping we don't have to go there, because I can't.
This big stadium build here that happened pretty quick.
Yes, Richardson Stadium was up in way less time and didn't have nearly as many restrictions on who could be on site for it. But maybe it's the good quality limestone that Queens can draw from. As Laurier on to kick this one deep, we'll see what Queens can do with the limited amount of time that remains, as we have a squib kick to Russell Weir. Russell Weir making one man miss before being spun like a turtle on his back by the other. As Queens trails 47-26 in a rapidly emptying Richardson Stadium. I've got to go home and watch this game again to get all my clips too, so this is a bit of a painful experience. But we do it because we love it. For the love of the game, as the Gaels are out there at their own 32-yard line. Vraken dropping back to pass. He has Preston Martin. And Preston Martin makes one man miss before being corralled up by four others. Good gain on first down on the left-hand side by Preston Martin there. Great game for Preston Martin. I think he's my most outstanding offensive player. He has put on a show here tonight. Had that incredible catch in the Laurier red zone to set up a touchdown from Nathan Falcone. We also saw a Logan Walton touchdown in his first dressed game of the season. Great to see Logan Walton back in the lineup. Russell Weir fights forward for close to first down yardage. Probably will pick it up with forward progress. An imperfect performance tonight. Some good, some bad. Ultimately, that pick six just created a deficit too wide to overcome, as Queens will have a chance to put 30 on the board, which is about what Guelph did to Laurier in week one in a losing effort. Oof. Another catch there from Preston Martin. What a great game he's had. We saw some flashes from Preston Martin last week, but it's been a coming out party for him here tonight, similar to what we saw from Jack Ashby Jacobs against the Western Mustangs in 2023. It will ultimately be for naught, it seems, but credit to him all the same. Jared Kasari up the middle for a first down. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth and final quarter of football action. Queens, they got their work cut out for them. They've got three games coming up that are very winnable.
Yep.
Let's just be honest. This is not me being mean. This is just me telling you the state of the OUA. They're on the road in Toronto next week. Toronto's got some absolutely outstanding passing offense, but they did lose a pretty shocking game to Waterloo last week. Then Queens plays Waterloo the week after that, which will be a long drive for yours truly, but looking forward to it. Then they're back here for York. All three games they should win, should move to 4-2, and then they've got two tough games to close out the season. They need to win them both to get at least one home playoff game. If they go 5-3, they're probably going on the road for the playoffs as well. If they go 4-4, they're definitely going on the road. Hand off Jared Kasari, and he is going nowhere fast. Up the middle and right back down on the turf.
Jesse, they won't fly you down for that Waterloo game?
No plane raid. I can drive to Waterloo if they make the Vanier. Now that I'll have to fly to. But
G6.
One step at a time.
CFRC will foot the bill.
That's right. CFRC has told me on good authority that first class, spare no expense. Hand off to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari running hard, picking up a huge first down there. 20-plus yards for Jared Kasari. Best carry of perhaps the season for Jared Kasari there. And I'll say, I'll have no shortage of highlights to choose from. It's just always better to post them when you win than when you don't. But that's just how it is on this planet we call Earth. Alex Vraken dropping back to pass. Beautiful pass to Logan Walton. Logan Walton ran back about 10 yards, though. And we do have a Laurier player down, and it looks like maybe just a cramp based on, yeah, how he's extending his leg. So let's take one final ad break here to advertise the events coming up at the Grad Club over the next couple days, actually.
Here are just some of the outstanding events coming to the Grad Club in the next 2 weeks. Saturday, September 6th, Save Our Grad Club fundraiser. This 19-plus event begins at 8 p.m. and it is a by-donation cover charge with all proceeds going to the Grad Club. This event will also feature music by Letter of Mark. Go to gradclub.ca for more information. be sure to check out Grad Club's weekly trivia night every Thursday at 8 p.m. brought to you by SGPS. Head-scratching questions, whimsical prizes, all in a comfortable, inviting atmosphere. This event often hits capacity, so be sure to get there early to guarantee your spot.
And we are